Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope you guys are doing fabulous and happy new year. I'm really excited for this new year. I think it's going to bring a lot of amazing things into my life because I'm coming in with intention. Like 2025 is I'm intentional. Everything I do is going to be intentional. And I really hope this year is marvelous. It's beautiful. I hope you guys have an amazing year. And don't be afraid to branch out. Don't be afraid to do what you want to do. If you want to do something, get up and go do it, because this is the year for it. You don't have to be new year, new me, but new year, better you. Like, we need to be better. We need to get up and go do everything that we love and express ourselves and not be afraid and just take the chance. Today, I really just wanted to talk about being grateful for the lessons. And I wanted to speak on this because I went through a very difficult lesson this past year. I had to learn so much about myself in order to get out of it. It wasn't easy. I'm still kind of healing from it, but not even kind of. I am healing from it, but I've learned a lot from it. And one thing is, I wouldn't have known what I've known now if I hadn't gone through that situation. And yes, there are things in life that are very hard and very difficult. And sometimes you just sit there and you question, like, why me? But to be honest, I wouldn't be able to stand up for myself now if I hadn't gone through that. I wouldn't be able to say no if I hadn't gone through that. I wouldn't be able to walk away from tables I don't want to sit at if I hadn't gone through that. And at the moment, it felt like, wow, this is terrible. And I can't believe that I'm going through this. I can't believe that I put myself through this situation. But in the midst of all of this pain, I learned to forgive myself. And when I say forgive myself, because I thought that I knew better. I thought that I would never put myself in a situation where someone's gonna make me feel less than I am. That's what I thought internally. I thought that I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew what not to settle for. And so I wasn't gonna allow that to happen to me. And guess what? I did allow it. I let someone break me down into the smallest pieces ever, because I thought that I had that self-love. And not that I didn't have it, guys, but I think I still had to put the pieces together. I was not ready to go out and jump into the world, and I jumped. And I think that's when it all went a little bit crazy. I wasn't ready to jump, and so I did. And it's crazy because when you are in a situation that brings kind of the very, like, painful areas of yourself, like, being in this, like, situation brought out the younger version of myself, the version that felt insecure, the version that felt unloved, the version that felt not worth it. That situation brought all of these ugly negative emotions out. And not that those emotions weren't, like, came out of nowhere. That means they were stored in me. Like, these are emotions that I didn't resolve, like, maybe ever. I thought that I had, but when I was in this situation, and obviously I didn't see it at the time. I'm seeing it now. Now that I'm looking back at it and really reflecting on this, I'm like, wow. All of these ugly parts of me that are okay, very valid. I'm not saying that those are disgusting. No, like, valid. These were painful. Like, they were deep. I had not healed from those things. And so when I was put in this situation, all of those came out, because the person that was in that scenario wasn't meeting my needs. And, like, again, like, when I was younger, I felt like my needs were not being met. So I was put in the situation where I was like, holy moly, I feel like I'm 15 again. And I feel so unseen. I feel so unheard. I feel so unloved. I feel like I am not worth it. And the thing is that I knew I was worth every single little penny, but I didn't feel it. And there's one thing to know something and another thing to truly live it and to truly feel it. And I didn't. And throughout this situation, actually not even throughout, afterwards, because through the whole thing, like, it was just pain after pain after pain after pain. And then I removed myself from this situation and I started to really truly look at the whole picture. But at the beginning, there was just a blur of just pain. All there was anger, resentment, hatred, emotions that I felt like I've never really expressed towards anyone. I was expressing the way I never told anyone I felt, I was starting to tell. Because there's a thing, you need to be, I feel like I needed to be put in that, because I've always been, how do I put it, it's always been very hard for me to say no. It's very hard for me to walk away from something when I know is not for me. It's very hard for me to, or it was, not right now, but it was just very hard for me to even, like, know what I really wanted. Like, I thought at that moment that, if a person comes into my life, I know exactly what I'm going to say. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not going to settle for that. And then, boom, it came in, and I did. And as the person I am, after all this happens, I needed to reflect on it. Because I'm like, okay, you allowed a person to come into your life and literally treat you the way, I don't know, I don't think anyone's ever even stepped to that level. And you let it happen. Why? Obviously I'm angry at this person, but it was more angry at myself. Why did you sit there and allow that, first of all? So I started to reflect on myself. I started to go inwards. Like, what is it that you felt, or like, why did you think that that was acceptable? And I was able to understand. I was able to really figure it out. There were parts of me that I had not healed yet from when I was very young. And the feelings that were brought out of me in this situation were feelings that I felt as a younger child, as a younger kid. So, like, this situation triggered a part of me that I thought I had either forgotten about or stored away, or I thought I healed from. Like, I don't know. That, it just brought all of that out. This is why I'm trying to get at, like, I am grateful for all the lessons I've learned, because if I hadn't gone through that situation, I would still be sitting here with all of this pain and anger from when I was a kid. It's not even about this moment, if not all of these feelings I had, and I didn't know they were there until something else happened and it triggered that. And that's not to even excuse the situation, because it was not a great situation and it probably should have never happened. And had I known how to handle it better, I would have. But I didn't. I was who I was at the moment. I knew what I knew at the moment. I was like a 22-year-old, and, you know, you're trying to figure things out. Not that I'm much older now, like, I'm 24, but I am turning 25, and I think your brain kind of just clicks when you're 24. Like, when you turn 24, your brain starts to click. And it's not even to say that I'm healed from the situation, but looking back at it, like, right now I can look at it and be like, I needed that. No matter how hard that was and how much it pained me, I needed that. Because I'm getting so excited, because I now know that I will not settle for something less than I deserve. I know now, like, confidently what it is that I am looking for and what I deserve and what I will accept in my life. And that's beautiful. Again, wouldn't have that if I didn't go through this situation that nearly broke me so bad that I thought I lost myself. But I found myself now. I'm starting to find myself. I'm starting to flourish and I'm starting to grow and in different ways. And my brain is just starting to make things, like, make sense. And it's amazing. And I never thought that I would have that. And because I never thought that I was missing it. You know what I mean? You really don't ever know, like, if you really know something, if you truly understand something, until you're put in that situation and now you have to put the puzzles together. I did not know how to put the puzzle together, and I thought that I did, but I didn't. And even though that was, like, not the best situation, I learned from it. And there are things in life that you can do. One, you can learn from something, or you can just be morbid and hate your life forever and just hate everything. And for a minute there, I'm not gonna lie, for a minute there, I was just so hurt, so aggravated, so much, like, I couldn't get out of it. I was angry, I was resentful, I was hateful, like, and that was okay though. I wasn't being hard on myself for being all of those things, because I needed to feel all of those feelings in order to come out stronger than ever. I needed to sit there and truly cry it out and just feel how deeply that hurt, because if I didn't feel how deeply that hurt, then it would have come back and bite me in 2 years. You know what I mean? Because as a person, I disassociate so much, a lot of the times I do, and things just come and like they bite me like 2 years later. I was not gonna do that with this. I was gonna feel it, and I felt it, and I'm still kind of feeling it, but I'm much better now. And the thing is, I didn't rush the process, not one bit. I always sat back and reflected within myself, and I really truly took it slow and was very gentle with myself, because if I was going to heal from this, if I'm going to continue healing from this, I need to really be patient, because right now I could feel amazing, and like tomorrow I could really feel the wave of the pain again. Like, you just never know. Healing is just not linear at all, and I've learned that so much throughout the years. I'm just truly ready for what this year has to offer me, and I have a clear mind, a clear mindset. I have a vision, and I know what I want, and I'm gonna get it. And I refuse to settle for anything less than what I deserve, because I know what I want and what I need and what I deserve is out there, and I'm not gonna accept anything less. And whoever's listening to this, don't accept anything less, and really truly sit with yourself and understand what it is that you are, who you are, and what you deserve, and what you're gonna sit at a table for, because you do not need to sit at a table you don't want to sit at. You do not have to say yes to something you don't want to say yes to. You are always allowed to say no, and you don't have to be a mean, nasty person about these things. You can be very respectful, very honorable, and just say sorry, but no. Like, you can say no. Don't be afraid. And remember, lessons in life are some of them are hard. Some of them, you know, they're like not too bad, but there are some of them that are heavy. And one thing I would say is there are things that are very hard in life. And there are things that I don't like to say that was a lesson, because that shouldn't have been. You know what I mean? And that's okay. You don't have to make everything a lesson. You don't have to make everything, it happens for a reason. Because some things are heavy. And when things are very, very heavy for me, I like to say, that was life, you know? Because it makes me feel better. It doesn't have to make you feel better. If you rather say it happens for a reason, then, you know, you go for it. But I like to think that this certain situation had to happen. Well, bits and pieces of it had to happen, so that I could become the woman that I am today. And I wouldn't be the woman that I am today had that not happened. Was it hard? Absolutely. Did I come out of it? Absolutely. And I can't even begin to be like grateful for the people that I had to help me and support me through this journey. And if you guys are listening to this, like, I love you guys so much. I truly, truly appreciate, like, you need a good support system, honestly, because life is hard and lessons are hard, but love is beautiful and being grateful is also beautiful. Gratitude is beautiful. And I hope you guys take on a good mindset for 2025, and you don't be afraid of trying, and don't be afraid to be vulnerable and to get out there and do your thing. Do your thing, and I just really hope this year brings all the love and peace and prosperity and magic towards your life. And thank you so much for listening, and I hope this brings some joy and some comfort and understanding.